This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are here. Everything's working. It's going to be a great day, like the best Monday ever.
Happy Monday. Gonna,
you did
not just say that.
I did. I totally jinxed us. Knockwood. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
I mean,
if Friday was the pinnacle of things going wrong, today is going to be the pinnacle of things going right. Woo!
Friday didn't go half as bad as Thursday did. At least I wasn't caught in the middle of it all. I went back to bed.
Oh.
Anyway.
Now the news.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank has made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more. Keep
nice
everyone
job,
healthy
Fremont
and learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So the big news today that I want to start with is this Moderna vaccine, which I imagine the stock market's going to be great today because it reacts very positively to news that might put the world back on track. Moderna, I don't know how aware you were of companies that were in the Boston area, but apparently this is a Boston company. I don't know.
No, I've never heard of them. Pfizer,
they say
I've
the preliminary phase 3 trial data shows the coronavirus vaccine is more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19.
Huge.
So this is a second vaccine with similar excellent test results. As you read it, unfortunately, you're going to have to take two doses, which I think you said it's 3 weeks apart. So that's not as bad as the shingles, which was 6 months. So that's okay. That's easy enough. All right. So we'll, you know, hide for an extra month while this thing, you know, gets administered. And hopefully we're good to go after that.
Yep.
I'm excited and looking forward to it. And I will definitely take it. I am not scared.
Me neither. Shots, shots, shots. Give me all the shots, shots,
They're calling
shots.
It a game changer. So, and one of the things they say is the side effects are similar to the flu shot. You get a little soreness at the spot of the shot. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, there's a, you know, a mild feeling of like you've got a cold or something. But then it clears and you're good to go. And the people who've done it have said, yeah, totally worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so
if you can be immune to this thing, that's totally worth it.
To call that highly effective is really good news. So there's a second vaccine in the works. These people are heroes. They have really done this quickly, and it's going to save us.
Something has to.
I mean, I hope. That's what I'm hoping for. So the Moderna vaccine. Good news. You'll see it on the stock market today.
Yay. Yay.
Tom Brady is unbelievable. I mean, you just can't believe this guy. Mm. The game he had yesterday. Mm. Mwah! You see that?
Yep.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, I agree.
Carolina 46-23. Unfortunately, the 49ers lost. I will tell you, you guys, the Pats put on quite a show last night in the worst, what appeared to be the worst rainstorm of all time.
Looked awful.
You
looked
see that?
Yes. Looked incredibly unfun. Cam Newton. Nice. A good game.
Yeah. No, they played well. So anyway, there's that. Big weekend for football. Chicago plays Minnesota tonight on Monday Night Football. Dustin Johnson won the Masters. You know what? I actually turned that on last night at bedtime, and it made for very nice sleeping. It put me in a great mood, and I just settled right into bed right after I watched a little of that and actually drifted off pretty nicely. It's good.
Golf is TV to sleep by. There's no
question.
Yeah,
it really is. So anyway, and I think that Dustin Johnson kid is the guy married to Gretzky's kid. So he's enjoying quite the life. Good for him. Mm-hmm. All right. I should mention that weather-wise this week, because I don't know, I wanted to do the vaccine first. Normally weather would be the next thing. But anyway, weather, we have a rainstorm coming. So there'll be rain tomorrow and possibly Wednesday. Unfortunately, I just got pictures from my friend who was up in Tahoe and there was snow. And I thought, oh, that's great. There's snow falling, except that this storm will not be bringing snow. It'll be bringing rain.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate.
Very.
This is a point in the season when many of the resorts are hoping to be open for Thanksgiving. And they say, from everything I've heard, they're kind of prepared for you to go up and have fun. You know, most of the time, as long as you don't go into the lodge, you're clear. You can kind of stay separated from people and
outdoor activities and feeding people outside. Because that's, you know, I mean, if you've ever gone to lunch at a ski resort, it's just nuts to butts.
Right.
And you're waiting on tables. And so they're going to try and do that. But they're also limiting the number of people who are able to go on. And it's usually to pass holders. So if you really want to ski this year, your best bet is to get a pass, even if it's a limited pass.
Right. Well, I think most people will wait to invest in that when they see some actual white stuff falling. Let's see here. Do you like spicy food? I do.
Yes.
Oh, I should say, the next thing I want to do is science news, everyone.
Oh, science. Science. Oh. Science. Da, 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 da.
All right, so we'll just do that now. Science. There you go. It's actually more fun when you do it yourself, Brent. Thanks.
I agree. Yeah.
Do you like spicy food? A new study found people who eat a lot of chili peppers live longer.
Oh.
What?
That's cool.
Science news. What are you going to do?
Anchors away, mother effers.
Mm-hmm. In space news, NASA says there could be 300 million planets capable of sustaining life. Just in our own Milky Way galaxy.
That's good news. Too bad we can't get to any of those.
Right. I don't know why they would put that out there, but, you know, hey, it's got them in the news, right?
They got to break it to us, you know, because then the next thing is, so everybody donate embryos that we can put on this spaceship that's going to go out into the...
What?
Yeah.
That's the next thing?
Well, it takes so long. If we can't attain light speed, even if we can, it's still, you know, we're years away from the, at light speed, we're 4 years away from the closest star. 4 full years at light speed. So in order to get anywhere where we know that there's a good planet, they're going to have, you know, we'll have to raise generations of ourselves on starships in order to make and to have a genetic diversity enough to make it all work once we get to a planet. I've been thinking about this stuff for a long time, Vin. You know, it's a lot goes into space travel.
Please recycle, everyone. Please. Let's just take care of this planet, because what she's talking about is...
Well, this is, in fact, the only one we've got right now. Right. So no matter what the future and what your hopes might be, it's, you know... We'll never even know. They say if we send somebody off into space, send people off to colonize another, we'll never know.
Right.
If they made it or not.
Yeah, what she's saying is just BS.
So
take care of this planet, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so swingers, you know, people who like to do stuff, they figure out how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do, Vin, even in COVID, sounds like.
In the middle of a worldwide pandemic, the swingers found a little gap in the rules for them to throw a big party in New Orleans.
They got this done.
Right before. So the city had loosened restrictions. Everyone was rolling back. Look at this. We've done such a great job. I really believe, and someone had texted this. I can't even take credit for it. But people who wrote this in, they said, Halloween is what screwed us. Like, that's the timing of the surge is right around Halloween and then the infection time or whatever. And here we are just right back into it. And it times out as Halloween.
Boy, that's a bummer because it seemed like everyone's Halloween was pretty much tamped down.
But it wasn't. A lot of people were like, no, we're out. What are you talking
about? I'm putting on a mask for Halloween anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I know we hide in our house, but, you know, that's not, like I said, that time I went out for a drive up to the city, I went, oh, yeah, people are working and doing stuff and not sitting at their wife's desk. Look at this.
Impossible.
Anyway, hundreds of swingers descended upon New Orleans to, you know, do it with other people's partners.
Well, other people's
apparently
partners.
We still don't know for sure if they all ended up with COVID.
I'm sure they did. Don't swing, people. It's very dangerous for your relationship and for your health, obviously.
This went down just as city officials had loosened restrictions and allowed more tourism, and then of course right after that they find themselves along with the rest of the country having to lock back down. But a four-day, they call it Naughty in Nollins convention. It took place amid a, you know, COVID-19.
Did you say how many people?
I do have that number. Hold on. It's like 100 or more.
It's too many.
I don't have the exact number here. But anyway, they went on to do all the stuff. They had all kinds of events set up.
Tell me everything. Oh.
It kicked off at some hotel with a meet and greet and a little pizza party. And then there was an erotic ball and seminars on flogging.
Oh.
Can I say that?
Flogging, sure. Those people are just, they don't care. They're going to get, that girl is nipped and tucked.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. The people like it. It seems weird. Let me ask you a question. Look at that. Bryn, go back. Was that? Yeah,
that's the one.
Is that it? That,
it, you know, it's hard to tell if that's like a protest or if that's because they do have signs, but it could also
be
swingers.
I'm reading it. It says proud swinger. And then the other one says, I'm not a swinger, but
it's like a pride parade for, I support swinging. Isn't that nice?
Oh, no, they say about 250 attendees. So there was a lot of people.
That looks like more
party.
Than 250 people. I don't know if maybe that's just one room, but
they got it in in a very small window of time. And
that's good news.
Let's see here. Well, anyway, so, swinging. If John came to you and said, I've decided I want to have a swinging lifestyle, would you... To save your marriage, would you do it?
No. I couldn't do that. I would say, just go do something. But, you know, do whatever you got to do. And let me see if I can deal with it. Because I would not be able to do that myself. And I just don't. No. The answer is no. The short answer.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't do that. And I would really, you know, I've long said, when you start having other people in your relationship, so much for your relationship. Nope. Would you? Christina was like, what do you say? There's a key party down the street.
I mean, I do think that what you said is true. So while it's been a long time since you've been with someone else. I do remember the feeling, that excitement you get when you're, you know, kissing for the first time. Sure. And there's that sort of, I could just do this all day feeling, you know?
Totally into this person.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. So I could see how it might be fun, but I know I'd be torching my relationship.
Well, that's it.
And I'm not into that.
And if you think you're not torching your relationship, think again.
Right. Well, I don't know about other people. I know that I actually Even if, look, put it this way, even if I were someone who decided I want to sleep with someone else, I'd end up with that someone else. I wouldn't stay where I was. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to me, that's, I just would want to be with the person that I'm now boning.
Yes.
Why am I sitting here if I'm actually with that other, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, what's with the cover up? Let's just go live.
Let's just go. Right. Well, you know, it's because people want to. It's like someone's way of. I swear to God, I think it's someone's way of breaking up with you. Like, slow and easy.
You know what? Ding, ding, ding. Right. I agree 1,000%.
You are not enough for me anymore. I want to swing. You are not enough. I want a three way. Mm. You know, and I look. It's quite possible, Vin, we're just not evolved. Maybe there are people making this work, all having throuples all over the place. And I just, nope.
Yeah. All right. Here's the latest clothing release.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
What everyone said? Stovetop has decided to release a clothing line for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
They say that because everyone has been in sweats all year long, they've actually created formal wear. Stovetop formal wear. Stuffing themed, by the way. Because, you know, stovetop is stuffing.
Formal wear?
Formal wear. A red velvet dinner jacket with stuffing lining. Cufflinks. A reversible shawl with stuffing print. A headband. And a handkerchief and pocket square. These were, they say...
People into this?
Well, they say sweatpants fatigue is real and people are looking for any excuse to get dressed up this year. We hope this makes people look and feel their very best this Thanksgiving. The prices range from $479 to $30, depending on the item you pick.
$30 for like a blazer? You said it was like a blazer, like a dinner jacket?
A red velvet dinner jacket with stuffing lining.
You got the picture of that for me, Brittany? I see you researching.
I sure do, yeah. I have
you can
it.
Go to letsgetstuffy.com. There you
oh,
go.
Oh, boy. Oh, so your stuff kind of. Oh, that one's black velvet, or am I just not? Oh, no, it is. It's like a dark
like
red,
a dark
like
red,
a burgundy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, wow.
Looks
delightful.
Delicious.
That
they
does
say
look
that
like the lining I want to eat.
All five items will go on sale tomorrow.
Oh.
On their special website, letsgetstuffy.com, and they expect them to sell the heck out. And I don't, I won't be surprised when it does. I really won't.
People do love ironic clothing. It's like the, it's like that Butterball turkey head pillow. Thing,
exactly right.
That, you know, or the Arby's stuff that sells quick. You know,
I don't know how, but clearly, people have money to spend on
nothing. And they're on online
anything.
All day.
That's our Travis Scott chicken nugget pillow. Remember that?
Oh yeah, the chicken nugget pillow. Travis Scott chicken. That was super expensive on eBay. All right.
Yeah, sold out immediately.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. If Halloween was the COVID rise, why punish the restaurants? I don't think restaurants are it with all the barriers and capacity reduced. Yeah, I don't, you know, look, I can guess that it's Halloween. It times out as Halloween, but I don't know. And I don't know,
yeah,
you know,
look,
listen, I'm not the one making the rules about.
That
you know,
was the last sort of
isn't.
Big event, too. You know, like it's if we're having a surge and it's around 2 weeks after the big event, that's we're going to point our fingers there.
Right. We have a close friend who lives here. And she moved or went to visit her parents in Wisconsin and is currently there.
Uh-oh.
And we know her parents well and you know, love them. But apparently in Wisconsin where it's just raging there,
yeah.
They have full restaurants and bars open. They're
yep.
they're
they
living
they
their lives
care.
As if this is all good. Like,
well,
bring it on, COVID. I'm coming for you.
For most people, they will get it and get through it. But there, for every person who does, you know, there's somebody out there who loses someone in their family, someone needlessly. And, you know, I've been looking at what my mom's writing right now. Well, if you're scared, you get, I'm like, okay, well, you should be worried about other people. This is about other people.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Would light speed even work? There's so much space debris to hit during flight.
Well, they say if you're going light speed that you would be impervious to that. That's just what I've heard. That you're going so fast that somehow you're
space junk.
You've separated. I don't know. You're
impervious.
To, Yeah, I don't know. But that's there's a potential problem. Let's work that out. Come on, let's science the ass out of that.
I just have this cartoon visual of go to light speed.
Yeah.
Technology.
Oops. I hit a moon. I know. Like, it seems like you would hit a sun somewhere. I mean, space is vast. I just think we got to figure out the whole wormhole thing. That's the way, because then you can just jump through. Seems simple in sci-fi.
What are we smoking this morning? What's happening?
Dude, I don't need to smoke anything to talk about space. If you bring up space, I'll talk about it. I have all kinds of thoughts and feelings about it.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
The top earning dead celebrities. Not a whole lot of surprises there. I do have some more on the Masters. You'd brought that up. And Kamala Harris. We'll talk about her a little bit after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.